We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Beautiful boy got out of Friday morning, and we got two great guests coming up here. In a second here, we're going to be talking to Billy King, and then we're going to bring out Scott Fransky out. Do you think Scott Fransky will acknowledge that the game yesterday was a little dull?
Yes.
I think he might, won't he?
Yeah.
And what
there's
do you
no,
do?
There's no crime in
three
that.
3.5 hours.
Yeah.
And frankly, that's almost as long as Ruben Amaro spends with us. Ruben was his color commentator last night.
Yes.
Yesterday, right?
Yes.
And Ruben does 4 hours with us.
Yeah.
I wonder if Ruben enjoys working with us more than doing that game yesterday.
No.
What do you think?
No.
No, he's around baseball.
Okay. No.
He's around baseball.
He's around
what they do. All right, on the line with us right now is a man who understands the GM game as well as anybody. He is the former general manager of the Philadelphia 76ers, Mr. Billy King. Hi, Billy.
Good morning, Ange. How are you?
All right, Billy, I got a lot of ground to cover in the NBA, even though the Sixers are no longer there. Let me start with a comment made in a column yesterday by Marcus Hayes. He said Doc Rivers did a terrific job this season coaching the Sixers. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think Doc did do a lot of good things well. You consider it an open turmoil going around with Ben, not having Ben, his talents, and to keep the team playing as well as they did. You know, a lot of coaches would not have been behind. A lot of coaches would have been complaining, I don't have enough talent. I can't do this. So in that respect, I think he did do a good job.
All right. But I was rather appalled at Daryl Morey's news coverage last Friday, Billy, because during it, not only did he give a vote of confidence to Doc, he said something I don't think you ever said when you work with Larry Brown. It may be true, but you never said it. Here's what Daryl Morey said about Doc.
He's a great coach. I love working with him. I feel like I'm learning from him. You know, I think Elton and I and him make a great team. And, you know, we're going to see where this journey takes us, but we feel very good about where it's going to take us, and it's going to be where we have a very good chance to win the title.
Did you ever say that you learned a lot from Larry Brown?
I didn't publicly, but I did learn a lot from Larry.
Okay.
But I never said it publicly. But I did, you know, the hardest thing is when you take over a team like Doc did and Daryl coming in, is you had a team, the expectation level was very high. And so you keep to try to keep it intact. And I think they're looking at it now, okay, we've tried it for 2 years this way, and we may need to break it up and bring pieces in, so they have to work together to get the right pieces to fit with how they're playing, how they want to play.
All right, here's the problem I'm seeing, Billy. Maybe you have a solution. So Morey's on the record now saying they got to get tougher. Everybody saw it, but he said it. All right, Billy. So I know Doc is staying unless, you know, the Lakers make an offer. Let's assume Doc is staying. Embiid's staying. Harden's staying. They're not going to be able to unload that contract. How am I going to get tougher if all my main pieces are still in place?
Well, if you look at Boston, and I mean, they kept their main pieces in Tatum and Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart, but they went and added different guys to go along with them. If you look at Miami, you know, they added different guys. You know, some of your role players that you bring in can be that. And I thought they had that when they had a Drummond. He gave them some toughness off the bench. So you can go and add some guys that give you that toughness. You know, P.J. Tucker, Milwaukee added him a year ago. He helped them, gave him toughness, won a championship. Then Miami added him, which added toughness for him. So you can find role players that will give you that identity that they're talking about.
All right, then, Billy, you did have that toughness when you had Jimmy Butler, right, 2 years ago?
You did. Yeah.
All right, so Elton Brand, and I don't recall him ever addressing. He was the GM then. Technically, he's still the GM now. Doesn't he need to explain why Jimmy Butler was allowed to leave and Tobias was kept?
Well, I mean, sometimes you don't want to air your dirty laundry. If this is, how the sausage is made, you don't want to put it out there sometimes because, okay, you know, it's not going to do anybody any good to go out and say, this is why this decision was made. It was player person X or person Z that didn't want this. What is it? Yeah, man, I think people will feel better and say, okay, that's why they made it. May not like it, but it doesn't do any good at this point.
Billy, do you think the Sixers would still be playing if Butler was on the team?
I'm not sure. That's hard. That's a hard one to answer, if they would or not.
All right. Could you tell me this? Butler not being a part of this team now, do you think they regret it?
Oh, I'm sure there's, you know, but Joel said it. but I think there's some people that said he would fit in exactly what they need, yes.
All right, let me get to – everybody keeps telling me about P.J. Tucker. Is that the kind of player we're talking about that would add toughness to your team but not necessarily be a star?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's if you go back and look at 2001, we had the Eric Snows, George Lynch. They weren't household names, but they – Tyrone Hill, they gave us our toughness. They allowed the other guys to do what they wanted to do. I let Allen be Allen, but they gave us our toughness.
Billy, I'm going to ask you a personal question because I am privy to your cell phone. And on the cell phone, among many big names, is the name of Howie Roseman. During this offseason, have you at any point texted him your congratulations?
Yes.
You have?
Times. Yes.
All right. Did you do it with Bradbury, Billy?
No, I have not. Because sometimes you want to do it. Yeah, you know, then they think you're just kissing their butt.
Stalker.
All right, so tell me, how's Howie doing this offseason?
I think he addressed all the needs, and on paper, he did a great job. And as you know, in this business, in the GM, on paper, you know, in the offseason, people can say how great you are, but you can get to week two, and they can say you're an idiot again.
but all right, so a season ends, right, Billy, and you kind of map out a plan. And I'm going to guess that this plan is pretty much the way Howie mapped it out, because he even had the money for Bradbury when the Giants didn't. Did that ever happen to you where you had an offseason plan and it really clicked in and you got what you wanted?
It did. He probably knew, like, teams like, okay, Giants are probably going to have to make some tough decisions. If they let this guy go, we got to make sure we have enough room to sign him. So you sort of know what the marketplace is going to be for a guy like that. So, yeah, and you look into, okay, they can't keep everybody. Who's going to be the casualties? And so you prepare for that, and you want to be in a position when it does happen that you can react. And I think that's what Howie did this offseason. He probably hit plan A, B, and C, and I think he was able to hit on a lot of his, you know, B pluses and a lot of his A's. And I'm sure there were some other guys he probably wanted, but the price tag got too high and said, okay, let's move on to plan B.
Billy, do you think that being a GM is as rewarding now as it was 20 years ago?
You know, I always say this, Ange, is when you're out of being a GM, you miss it. And when you're in it, you're miserable because of all the pressures and the things that you have to go through. It's a 24/7 job where it's just on your mind. Every day you're thinking about injuries, player moves, coach strategy. You know, so it's one of the best jobs I've ever had. But when you're in it, you know, the pressure is very high.
That's a great answer. Billy, you're in the corporate world now after a long time in sports. How different is it?
It's good. I mean, I'm enjoying being back in the mix, being back doing the thing that I enjoy doing, talking, reconnecting with a lot of people. So it's a lot of fun. You don't get that, you know, the great thing about it, when the day's over, there's no losses that you got to overcome. Like, you're not we should have won that game, but I'm enjoying being back in the trenches and talking to people and trying to solve problems.
I miss not only working with you on the air, but working with you off the air because I learned a lot. I learned a lot from Billy,
yeah.
Right? Billy, the primary elections were this week. I know you are at the very least, you are very savvy about politics. Are you still considering a run at some point?
No.
You are really not. Wait a minute. You used to hedge when I asked you that before, Billy.
That was radio.
Right, wait a minute. You will not run for office?
No, not at all.
Why
His wife
not?
Would probably
be
kill
great,
him.
Billy, you would be... I'll say something.
It would be great.
You would be great, Billy. Please save our world.
You see these commercials, but why do I want to torture myself like that?
Yeah, they're awful.
Billy, let me tell you something. So do you think there'd be a commercial saying, don't elect Billy King. Do you remember Larry Hughes? You're worried they would do negative advertising. You, Billy, you're clean. It would be great.
They'd find something, I'm sure.
Billy, we love you, man. Continued success. Thanks a lot. Billy Kegel with his thoughts on what's going on. And here's the thing. He still loved it and hated it.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Well, he said he considered his role to be a fireman. It was just what type of fire was he putting out every day? One alarm, four alarm.
But when you're in a business, right, here's the difference. When you're a GM of a sports team,
yeah,
you know if you won or lost because there's a scoreboard, right?
Yeah, yeah.
When you're in the corporate world, how do you even know?
It's the bottom line.
Yeah.
The money? That's just money?
Yeah, you know, because shareholders get upset. You didn't get a return on your investment. You know, buy things. Keep things, always improving your...
Quarterly meetings.
Yeah, whatever they do. I don't know. I'm so... I never had a job like that in my life.
No. Somebody calls Billy King today with a GM offer in the NBA.
Yeah.
Does he take it?
He'd listen.
No,
I would
know
think.
Who wouldn't listen? Who wouldn't listen?
Well, I mean, look at the money. Look at the money Maury's making.
Ah. Insane.
It's
at least $10 million, right?
$10 million.
I know, but what about how hectic your life is?
Does he look like his life is hectic?
No, it doesn't.
No, he seems pretty chill.
I mean,
now, I don't think he even knows the word hectic. He's very cool.
He's the chillest GM I've ever listened to in my life.
You got $10 million.
No.
Didn't he start that Sloan thing? Isn't this whole thing, the whole slippery
slope? He's the chillest human being I've ever met.
Yeah.
I really longed for the day I could get him screaming at someone.
No.
And it never happened. I don't think he has where he could dial it up and start yelling. I don't think it ever happened.
I have trouble relating to that.
But wouldn't that be a good politician who stays calm under pressure?
Yeah.
Right? If you're in the Capitol building when they're storming it,
no.
He would have been fine.
All right.
He would have said,
Let's
boys,
not
follow
go
me.
There.
He would have been okay.
Move on.
I'm not taking a position, right?
Let's just move on.
Cool under pressure.
It's Friday. It's
cool under pressure is all I'm saying. Jacob's on the line. Hi, Jacob.
Hey, Angelo. How's it going?
It's great. How are you doing, pal?
Oh, not too bad. Not too bad. Just enjoying Friday, you know?
What's on your mind? Oh, you want to talk about the banana baseball?
Yeah. So I went to I actually live down in Atlanta, and my wife and I go to Savannah a few times a year, and we got to go to a game, and I think that's going to be the only way that baseball makes a comeback.
But it's what it does is it's got players dancing.
Well, and, there's two different teams, right? There's a barnstorming team and then the Bill Lee team, I think.
So you would expect, like, Bryce Harper to dance out to right field? You would want them to do – I mean, really, what it does is it takes the game and then it adds all the entertainment components.
Yeah. It basically, from what I've learned from Ruben, if you go to the Latin countries, they're much more – but here – you have if you flip a bat, there's people here that
lose
their flipping
mind. You.
Right. I mean, come on, man. It's entertaining.
It is entertaining.
No, I understand. But at what point do you need the game to be really good, Jacob? Is that going to end up not being the most important thing?
Well, I think, you know, as with anything else, like, the bananas are kind of breaking down that structure that baseball's built up and making it more accessible. And then – same with these minor league games, you know, it's just like it's drawing more attention because baseball's just become so, I don't know, so analytically driven and it doesn't feel accessible to the masses anymore.
And
you know?
What was the biggest problem the NFL had this year that we complained about? The stupid taunting rules.
Yeah.
It is fun to watch a guy make a great play and celebrate.
That's not a big issue to me.
Well, it is when I watch a game. I want to see them celebrate.
Yeah, I don't. To me, I can tolerate whatever the histrionics are. But, Jacob, do you have kids?
I do not.
You do not. See, what I'm wondering is, this was a week where the Phillies really emphasized attendance by kids.
Right.
And I don't think they got any kid who actually went, oh, my God, Dad, Mom, I can't wait to go back. I don't think the game itself attracted anyone. I think maybe the Fanatic did. I think the little ballpark atmosphere in the building did. Yeah. All the stuff around it did. But the game itself at some point has to be interesting enough so they become real fans where they follow their teams and they care. And I don't think they're getting that done right now.
No. And parents can't buy their kids ice cream and popcorn and all that stuff because it's so expensive. So,
well, that's another issue.
Kids will have a memorable, experience when they go. The parents can afford a ticket and that's it,
Jacob, my winner of the week is Howie Roseman. My weasel is Daryl Morey. Who do you have?
So I've got a winner. So this is called the whole viral sensation now. But Leo Chen, the graduate of Penn who put up the Fire Doc Rivers.
That was kind of fun.
Fire Doc Rivers on the phone.
I don't really have a winner this week because nobody really did anything great. So
Roseman did something very great.
Well, I can't choose Howie Roseman because you already did, you jackass.
All right. Well, I'm going to put you on the on deck.
We've got two on deckers. I like it.
We've never had two at the same time. Al, who's your on decker?
Saban.
And Nick Saban. And your on decker is who?
Chen.
Chen.
Yeah, the kid from my pen.
Chen.
Leo Chen.
You know what, Al? That's a name you never hear much anymore.
Saban?
No, Leo.
Leo.
Yeah.
Well, that's Jonesy's dog's name.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't think that makes it appealing to a human that you're naming dogs that name. Right? Are you going to start naming your kid Rex or Duke or Fido?
Or
your kids, your grandkids Dutch.
Dash.
Don't bring any.
Well, I know. Yeah. I've known plenty of dogs named Dutch.
No, his name is technically not Dutch, in fact. They're no longer using that nickname.
They're not using Dutch anymore?
There was some internal stress. And now he must go by Dalton.
What?
Yeah.
Dalton.
No, Dalton. No, well,
it's good to see Dalton. That they were firmly positioned on
the
name.
They announced that I could call him Dutchie, and then they retracted the Dutchie. 215. I still call him Dutchie.
I got
They're wonderful people.
That's bad. It's odd when you have that baby
naming
in the oven.
Naming has not been their strength, in my opinion. It's just me.
Naming
is not been their strength. They're not great.
Who got the naming rights?
Clearly, I didn't. 215-592-9494. When we return, oh, my God, we've got to talk to Scott Fransky out.
Yeah.
Because he did TV yesterday.
Yes.
Does he like it more than radio? Is the money better in TV?
He's such a good-looking guy. That's positive.
He is good-looking. Yeah. He is good-looking. WIP Sports Time, 8:17.
As a listener of The Morning Show, you've heard me talk about the great care I have always received from the physical therapist at NovaCare Rehabilitation over the years. Different injuries, different things I've had going on throughout the years. Been taking care of my mom the past couple months after hip surgery. She's doing phenomenal. What the NovaCare physical therapists do, they spend their time listening and understanding what your goals are. Their expertise, compassion, and encouragement make all the difference in the world. Physical therapy is more than doing specific exercises. It's ongoing clinical training, communication, and partnership. I know I've got a physical therapy partner for life, and you should too. Physical therapy just as powerful when you're healthy as it is when you need to heal. To learn more or request an appointment at any of NovaCare's more than 100 locations, go to NovaCare.com today. NovaCare Rehabilitation. Experience the power of physical therapy. Brought to you by Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa. Phillies open a series against the Dodgers at home after getting shut out by the Padres 2-0, dropping 2-3 to San Diego at Citizens Bank Park. Dodgers come in. They've won 5 straight, maybe looking for a little payback after the Phillies took 3 of 4 from them in L.A. last weekend. Celtics and the Miami Heat tied at 1 game apiece in the Eastern Conference Finals. This after Boston just routed Miami in Miami 127-102. Visit BorgataSports.com for boosted odds, specials, daily promotions, in-game betting, and much more. Must be 21 or older, must be in New Jersey. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. NBC 10 first alert forecast. Hot and humid, chance of isolated storms. High 85, it is currently 67. To stream 94WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94WIP.
What's up? T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We are back here, boy, God, on a Friday morning.
How's your
Steve
muffin?
Out there. Yeah, the guy Andrew, who works with us here at Borgata, is
terrific.
Just awesome. What a great guy. And I was bitching last week that he wasn't giving me the blueberry muffins. They make the greatest blueberry muffin I've ever seen.
Perfect
here.
Food, blueberries.
Three of them out
yes.
there this week. Yeah. Andrew, thank you. You're awesome. One of the things I got to ask Scott Fransky in a couple of minutes before we get around. I got a new theory about genetics.
Genetics.
Because
listening. It's got to be good.
Well, no, I was listening to Pat McCarthy. Who is Tom McCarthy's son.
Yes, yes.
Yesterday there was a shuffle. I guess Tom had to go to a
graduation. Daughter. His daughter graduated from college.
So Pat went to radio. Uh-huh. And Scott Fransky, one of the all-time great radio broadcasters.
Yep. He's awesome, and he's had to work with different people. He's always good.
He's just so good.
Yeah.
He moves to TV.
Okay.
All right, and I'm thinking, well, Pat McCarthy has his father, and you can listen to Pat. You can hear some of Tom
right. In
Pat.
Right.
So I'm thinking Scott Fransky, his parents probably have done something in broadcasting.
I don't know.
Wouldn't you think?
I don't know. I know that the Albert family, the Buck family, there's been more than a few.
You're right. It's genetic, Al. And it's weird to me because now my son's in finance.
Yeah, very good at it.
Right? My daughter is doing charity work. No, none of them had any desire or inkling to be there.
I had two dads. My first dad, you know, I've told you that before, passed away when I was very young. He was in radio. So he was a radio DJ.
See, it's genetic, Al.
Our second dad was a cop.
And the reason that we don't have any genetic background is because we were never built to do radio.
Right.
We were writers.
I was.
Although even there, my father, he made tools. Okay. I'm one of them. On the line with us is the voice of the Phillies on radio most of the time and yesterday on TV as well, the great Scott Fretzky. Hi, Scott.
Doing great, Angela. How are you?
Scott, I just got to start with that because I was listening to Pat do your gig yesterday, and he sounded really good. I'm thinking your parents maybe were involved in performing and broadcasting, something like that?
No. You know, my dad loved radio. He was involved with radio a long time ago and loved baseball. So those are two that that are certainly connected, but to call him a performer, I wouldn't go there. He was a lifelong IBM employee is what he ended up being.
All right, so Scott, when you were a little kid, did you always want to do this?
No. I wanted to, for a while, I wanted to be a writer is what I thought I was. I wanted to be, I mean, when I was in college, I thought that's what I was going to do. I was going to be a sports writer.
You made the right decision. that's a dying art right now.
I don't know about radio either, but whatever.
How did you end up radio instead of television?
I really liked the radio. I mean, I mean, don't get me wrong. At a certain point in my life, I would have taken whatever job had come my way. But because you're just trying to get a job and you're trying to get a foothold in the business, which obviously is so competitive. But I always really liked doing radio. That's how I grew up sort of. Taking in the game was on radio. Two great guys that I listened to a lot in Texas that I admired a great deal, and one of them I got to know very well and I'm still friends with to this day. So I don't know. There's a lot of freedom in it. It's me. I think it suits me a little better than the others.
Well, I'm really curious because I heard you do TV yesterday. It was not a good game. But you were terrific as always. Scott, what went into the decision for you to take a stab at TV yesterday and Pat do the radio?
I don't know. It's just something I've kind of kicked around, and it's not something I want to do, I don't think. I want to do long-term or anything like that. I thought it'd be interesting. It'd be a fun challenge. And, Murph always did that for years, and Murph not doing it now, I've thought, hey, I'll just throw my hat in the ring and see what they say, and it was fun. It was one of those things where I don't know if there'll be other opportunities in the future, but I have no desire to leave the chair I've got in the radio booth, that's for sure. So I'll keep that as long as they'll let me have it.
All right, Al, I have a theory. I'm going to Al here for a second.
All right, what is it?
Fransky heard what Romo and Brady are getting, and he went, whoa, hold on.
That's probably true.
I can do that. All right, Scott, what's the difference? Tell us. I mean, I was trying to listen yesterday to figure out how it's different. How different is TV from radio when you do it a baseball game? And did you pull off what you wanted to do yesterday in doing that?
Well, I guess I'd probably have to go back and listen to it, watch it again to know whether I pulled it off or not. I think there's obviously a big difference in a lot of the little things. The, giving the score all the time, giving the count all the time, saying, what the pitches are all the time, because so much of that is given to you visually, right? It says on the screen what the score is. It says what the count is. It says what the actual pitch is. Like, you don't even need to. It tells you it's a slider or a changeup or a fastball or whatever. So I think, part of that is if I just sit there, I found myself just sitting there watching the game, and I immediately go back to all those things mechanically that I feel like I'm supposed to do. You know, how many outs are there? How many runners? What are the runners on base? That's the stuff you have to keep giving a radio audience, which you don't have to do on TV. So that I think that's the biggest thing, because I think that ends up being like, people are watching and they say, Yeah, we got it, Scott. There's a guy on second. The little dot tells us that, right?
I didn't hear you doing that, Scott. It was seamless to me. The only problem I had was that it was a 3.5 hour game with 2 runs scored. It was very slow. Is the game slower now than when you started with the Phillies?
I'd say probably so. I mean, there's, you know, you have games like that yesterday. Those will happen, right? Happen every so often. And those happened in 2006 when I started. Maybe they weren't quite as frequent. I'd say that. I'll say this, you know, in talking to Pat McCarthy, and of course he's watching those games at AAA with the time clock, and he sat with us in the booth the night before. He sat with Stocker and I just hanging out and watching the game. And 2-3 innings into the game, he said, it's 100% noticeable the difference in the speed of the game right now. Because of the time clock at AAA. He said it is moving so much faster at AAA than it is right here. Well, and, you know, him being able to sit and watch it was a big deal. And I don't know if he talked about that yesterday or not, but probably would have been a good opportunity the way the game was moving yesterday.
All right, let me get to a couple of Phillies questions. How much – I mean, we thought we were getting a lot more offense, Scott, than we did, than we've gotten so far. 10 games, 1 run or none. What is it, the last 4 games, is it not having Harper? What are you seeing here that is not happening that we thought would happen?
It's really hard to figure out. I mean, obviously missing Harper the last few days is a big deal, it's given the way he was hitting. So that's a big deal. It's weird because they have these big games, right? 9, 10 runs, 8 runs. They've actually consistently scored more than 4 runs, you know, a fair number of times. When you look at the league, what's happening across the league, I mean, offense is down across the league. There just doesn't seem to be a lot of middle ground, you know. It's either they score 8 or they score 1 or none, right? Yep. And there's not that consistency or middle ground where they're just, you know, putting up 4 or 5 runs each night. And I haven't found anybody that can put a finger on why that is. Obviously, you know, a guy like Kyle Schwarber has really struggled. JT Realmuto has really struggled. Nick Castellanos is off to a good start. He's, you know, trailed off of late. Reese has run hot and cold, and sometimes that's the way it goes. We certainly know that about Reese. When he gets super hot, he's awesome to watch. And when he gets cold, he gets cold. And it takes a while sometimes for him to get out of it. So, no doubt the loss of Harper makes a big difference, but I can't really put a finger on it or find anybody else that can put a finger on why this team has struggled so much offensively to this point.
Scott, one last thing. We are all in awe of what a great job you do. You're just an amazingly talented broadcaster.
Angelo, it ain't that hard.
No, hold on. It's hard. When it's 2-0 in 3.5 hours, that's a lot of talking. That's a lot of talking, Scott. You're just awesome at it.
I'm telling you, just about anybody who does this on a regular basis could learn how to do it. I really think if you're given the opportunity, you just get the reps, you can do it.
Wow.
Why don't you come do it?
No.
Before you retire, why don't you come do it? Do it. Just
get
in the booth with Larry and I and. You could.
I would be too critical. I would go nuts.
He works with LA.
You understand? LA has. LA. No, I would. They would. The Phillies would ask me to leave.
No, they wouldn't.
I'm very. You know, Scott. You don't want to. I would be thrilled to do that, and I would be happy to. And I know Cindy's been trying to put something like that together.
Here's
I got
the deal. You would have. You wouldn't have enough time to be critical. You just have to. Because you have to give the score. You have to give the. You got to do play-by-play.
All right, listen. All right, hold on. Play number one back there. Scott, let me give you an example of why this wouldn't work, all right?
Okay.
This is just a little bit of what was going on in the ninth inning with you and Ruben Amaro yesterday. Listen.
The 1-1. And that's outside. Last time the Phillies scored 3 or fewer runs in a 3-game series?
That had been a long time ago.
Right. The last time it happened
here, I'd be screaming, when's he going to throw the next pitch? Hurry up!
Kind of amazing after all the firepower he showed us.
You know what, Scott? If you want to do it, I will be happy to do it. We'll pick a day game and I will do it. But you're going to regret this. All right? You're going to regret, Scott, you're going to regret this. And have L.A. with me so that he, like, he's physical and
so
throw
he
me
make
out.
You sound, so he can make you sound positive?
See what I told you? I told you it was great. Scott, we love you, man. Great job as always. And I hope everybody embraces every word from this guy because he's one of the all-timers. Scott, thank you.
Thank you, guys. Great to talk with you all.
Scott Fransky, Al.
Oh,
and
I
he
love
did.
That idea.
It was seamless. No, I would do it, but the Phillies won't like it. Because really, if they're not pulling a pitcher, mm-hmm. I would start screaming at Girardi. They don't want that on their broadcast.
Well, they also don't want it heard in the dugout, yeah.
Well, that's T's up from Collegeville. Hi, T.
Hey, good morning. Morning, Joe. Thank you for taking my call. Appreciate
my pleasure, T. What are you feeling? What are you thinking?
Well, I got a question first before I get to my Eagles, if you don't mind, and my winner at the end with Rhea. I got a question with related to Andy from Deptford. You
yes.
seem to be a great supporter of reputable callers like that, and I'm just curious because it seems like he's always pitching possibly to practice or get your help to get on your show or WIP, whether it be joking or not. If he ever did like a podcast or a show, would you support him off air?
Absolutely. In fact, okay. I'll make a general statement about the regular calls on the show because I get a ton of emails on all of them, and most of them are negative. It has always been my philosophy from day one, from Pepper Bob and Pretzel Bob. Pepper Bill and Kim the Lesbian and all the other that we had over these years. We had a guy who called in because he had an implant in his penis, Implant Tony. Here's the thing about all of them. I'm not lying to you. They all, to me, become characters in an ongoing soap opera. And where yeah. a lot of people go, oh, my God, here comes Will of God again. I love Will of God. Big Rube, I love him. Asking Trash if he's trying to get plugs in. Reuben Harley is a phenomenal character in this city, and I'm honored to have him as part of our show. So all of them. Andy the Troll's really only been a couple
Andy's
of years
from
now.
Deptford.
Yeah, he wants to be Andy
know, but
from
he's
Deptford
a troll.
Now.
He'll always
he's a troll
be Andy
from
the Troll. I love them well, all, T, and yes, I would support them in any endeavor they did beyond this show because they've supported me for all these years. So, yes, I embrace that.
I love that you answered that way, and honestly, I thought you would say that. But now, on to the next thing, if you don't
yep.
mind.
Yep.
I like to pay attention to things that people are talking about with the Eagles, and I just feel like this topic in particular, no one's really talking about that much. The opportunity for Jalen Hurts to grow, I think is going to come not only from what they put around him, but what happened in the offseason with the 3D quarterback camp and Tom House. Now, he got this quarterback coach, and I don't really hear anybody on the radio waves talking about the that he is going to have this growth factor that other quarterbacks like Tom Brady, Drew Brees, and so on and so on, who went to 3D quarterback camp, have blossomed. And I wonder why no one's talking about it. Do they not know about it? Do they not realize that there's potential in that situation? What are your thoughts on that before I get my winner of the week?
It's come up a couple times, not a lot. It will come up a lot if he starts strong this year.
Yeah.
We usually react to what we're seeing in front of us. Right now, it's all just speculative.
You don't know.
We have no idea to know what impact it would have on him. I'm encouraged that he's taken this step because it shows you his commitment.
It's hard.
But I don't know yet.
It's hard. I think that what's difficult is we forget that he suffered that bad ankle injury, I guess, in the Giants game. You know, didn't play in a game, looked about as bad. Your impression of him before that playoff game was this could be an ascending player. Then he played so poorly, but he did have ankle surgery after it. So
you're right.
You know, that's what's impacted it.
We this will become a major story, and I hope you'll become my spokesman for that story if he starts strong. Everybody will look for what happened, and then we'll see the camp. All right, I got to get your winner. Who you got?
Now, Rhea. All right, you didn't have a winner, but the reputable winner that you gave was Howie Roseman. But I don't think anybody can celebrate what Howie Roseman did without – highlighting Jeffrey Lurie. Jeffrey Lurie signs the check. He allows him to get these players. He keeps Howie Roseman. There's a GM factory going out, but yet all these guys that leave, he still keeps Howie Roseman.
Yeah, Jeffrey Lurie.
No.
Not going to happen, but T, thank you for the call. Oh, I got Clifford W. Lutz coming up with a NASA report out. And Farrah's got a thought on baseball she'd like to share. Mm-hmm. And Big Rube is checking in and lots of other regulars. 215-592-9494. We're going to get to all of them at the top of the hour. Andrew Brandt. Al, who has some very strong comments about what Howie Roseman has been doing. Don't go anywhere. WIP Sports Time is 8:38.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets and risk-free tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas? You can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards is sports betting premier loyalty program featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager on the BetMGM app. Sign up with BetMGM or log on today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards.
.842 is your time. You know, Al, I've never gotten to do a commencement speech.
All right, they're going on now.
My message to young people, I'm coming in a second, Dave, I promise. Uh-huh. My message to young people would be yourself.
Be yourself.
Be yourself.
Yeah,
and
you.
I have embraced that about myself, and I am a world-class grump and a Hall of Fame grudge holder.
All right, yep.
And I am about to rip Carson Wentz and Ruben Frank simultaneously.
Oh, do not rip Ruben.
I am ripping him because he made a foolish comment this week. and I almost named him the Weasel of the Week. Uh-huh. But first, we must go to Aver for our question. Where are we, Abe?
Well, it is brought to you by Armand Chevrolet. Having trouble finding the car, truck, or SUV you want? Let Armand Chevrolet make your search easy. Find new roads at armandchevy.com. Are you rooting for ex-Sixer Jimmy Butler in the NBA playoffs? 50% say yes.
What?
Yeah.
50?
50%. Wow. I think that's pretty good. 34% don't care. 16% no.
All right, so that's pretty good.
Yeah. Why do you bother to respond?
That's higher than I thought.
Why do you bother to respond to don't care?
I put it on there because it finished a strong second. That's why I did it. I did it that. So anyway, you used to call him the, what'd you call him? The Jesus, Ginger Jesus, right, Ava?
Yeah, but I mean, I called him like Ginger Dreamboat, but that's different. I mean,
did you ever realize that he was never listening to us after the first few days he was here? Did you know that?
I don't believe that.
I don't either, Rhea. I don't believe that.
Because he came, and let me be clear on this before I go any further.
Right.
If you're a player in this city,
right,
I don't advocate that you listen.
But they do.
Because that's their decision. But we're here to reflect the opinions of the fans, both in their calls and in our opinion. Mm-hmm. And if you don't like criticism, you probably should not listen.
But you know who taught me that they do?
Right.
Ike Reese. Ike Reese has been listening to us. And he goes, they all listen. Brandon Graham listens, taking his kids to school, and just calls us sometimes.
Well, Brandon's a whole nother.
Brandon's very different.
Brandon's different.
And Jason Kelsey made comment that by listening, sometimes it's good. So some of the things you do need to be called out on, but you kind of have to have a thick skin because not everything everyone is saying is true.
Jason's comments about Ben Simmons when all that was going on reflect how clearly he understands the city.
Oh, yeah.
Without a doubt. But but that's the strong-minded guys don't have a problem with.
Yeah, correct.
The weaker guys do.
Yes.
And Carson Wentz was asked this week, Al, when he wasn't saying how, you know, he can't believe he had such a fun year last year in Indy.
Oh, it was a ball.
The owner couldn't stand him.
He said, I had a fun year.
It was a blast.
And they choked in the last 2 weeks. And then they didn't want to see the guy again. But he also was asked about what it was like when he was here and whether he listened to the feedback on sports radio. Here it is.
I did early in my career. And it always gave me a good laugh. You know, there was always something going on. And it didn't matter the time of the day. Didn't matter what season it was. They're always talking about something, you know, and stirring the pot a little bit. And that's just what they do. That's what they do. And, you know, my time there was a lot of fun.
Oh, good. We were a lot of fun, too, Al. Everything was a lot of fun when he failed. Here's the thing, though. Al, he does make a point.
What is that?
It's always something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's why people listen. It's always something.
That's why
people
love football.
When I plan a show every day, I don't go, there's really nothing here today.
Well, look at this week.
I think I'll do nothing. You know, if I did nothing, what would it sound like? It might sound a little like this.
The Phillies staring at three straight games with a shutout one way or the other. 3-0 on Tuesday. Favor of the Padres, 3-0 last night for the Phils, and right now 2-0 Padres today.
If nothing happens this weekend, I might come in and try dead air on Monday. Wow. I might come in and just let the whole show breathe.
I'm going to take it off. Come in and go,
listen, Sixers are out of it right now. The only team playing are the Phillies, and they can't hit.
No.
I got nothing.
Well, we don't have the background noise of the crowd talking, which I always find hilarious.
No, we could always add that. Joe could add that.
That's terrific.
Joe could add throughout the show background noise to reflect the lack of things we're talking
about.
Like
the restaurant noises and stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. At some point, you go, man, I wish I was having breakfast right now.
Yeah.
And then you'd hear a restaurant.
Clinking of glasses.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. There's always something.
Carson, a couple of things.
Mm.
Number one, there's always something. We're doing a show for our audience. There better be always something. And here's number two. For a guy who couldn't stand listening and chuckled at the thought of listening, You've certainly thought enough to come on a lot to promote your charitable events, which I encourage and which I think is fine. But don't be a hypocrite. Don't say, oh, I used them when I needed them. But otherwise, they are beneath me. I am better than them.
I think that's what he thought.
Well, screw you.
Well, he listened when
How
he was
about
playing
that?
Well,
and then he wasn't playing
Yeah.
Al, again, back to my original point. You've got to give me this. In all the people you've met in your whole life, is anybody better at holding a grudge than I am?
No, it's a problem.
10 years from now, Rhea, when I'm in a rocking chair, if not 6 feet under, I will be mumbling under my breath, I hate crossing
lines. I don't know why you think you're going to be in a rocking chair at 81.
I'm going to tell you why. Because I'm in a pedicab tomorrow.
My dad walks a half hour in the morning and a half hour, and he's 87 right. And can't see.
The most walking I will get this week will be from here to my car at the Borgata.
My mom got hip surgery at 84 because she was tired of not being able to do stuff.
Right. Your mom, I will never require hip surgery because my hips, Al, are like new.
Hips don't lie. Right?
Barely used.
Al, do you see any cuts on my knees? You see any surgical cuts?
No.
That's an original knee.
They're not game used, that's for sure.
They got rug burn. These things are nice. Let's go to Clifford W. Letts, our NASA correspondent. Hi, Cliff.
Hey, good morning.
Cliff, what's happening upstairs?
Well, I wanted to mention, too, about Scott Fransky. When I was in the Fanatic Around Town contest, we were being introduced over at the Please Touch Museum, and Scott came over to me and said, "Do you really want to be introduced as Clifford W. Letts III?" I said, "Yeah, that's how they know me from the morning show." He says, "Is that Angelo again?" I said, "Yeah."
All right, I don't like the again routine. It's not again. It's how you have become famous. You are one of my main contributors, Cliff, and I have enjoyed immensely all of your NASA reports. No other station in America has a report on NASA at this day.
No other sports station. Nope.
No other station except the NASA station. All right, so Cliff, what's happening up there?
So yesterday, Boeing launched their Starliner for their second attempt to get to the space station. It's an automated spacecraft that eventually is going to be sending crews up to the space station. So they're in direct competition with SpaceX.
Oh, wow.
Did they make it?
Funny thing. Yeah, well, they're going to dock with the station about 3 o'clock this afternoon, so it's all automated. There's a robot on board that just has sensors in it that they're testing everything, but they're going to be in direct competition with SpaceX. And it seems like the press is in love with SpaceX, mainly because of Elon Musk. So every time
right, they... Hold on, Cliff. Yeah. So if this works, then they'll put somebody in it the next time?
Yeah, the next one, the crew's been training for like 2 years now, trying to get in there. It's more of a traditional one than the other one. It's more like the Apollo one. This one actually lands in a desert with airbags, where the other one lands on the ocean. So
a desert? Cliff, if they came to you today and said, "Cliff, we really think this thing's ready, but we're not positive," would you get in the next one?
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, they had a commercial flight. SpaceX had a commercial flight, and it's available to anybody. So I applied to it, and then at the end of the application, it said, "How are you planning to pay for this?" And the price was $55 million.
What? All right, so, well, hold on. Don't give up yet. Maybe we can raise the fund.
$55 million.
We'll do a GoFundMe and see if we can get you up to $55 million. But you would still, that's on your bucket list, isn't it, Cliff?
Absolutely, yeah.
Someday out to be in a plane headed to Uranus. It's beautiful.
That's where he's
Love
heading.
It. Cliff, do you have a winner or a weasel for me?
No, I'm fine.
All right, thank you, Cliff. Cliff and W. Letts, Al. They're going to be it's commercial now.
Yeah.
You literally can go
$55 million.
All the way to the space station, but it's going to cost you $55 million.
And no carry-on,
No carry-on?
No.
No, the carry-on's extra. Al, they will take one bag, but they're going to charge you another $25
million. Wow.
And if you want peanuts, that's $10 million more. Especially if somebody else has got an allergy. Cindy Webster's here to give us an update on the autism thing, which I will be at tomorrow. Hi, Cindy.
Hey, Ann. So, yeah, the good news is you're back to a 5-day work week. You're going to work tomorrow morning.
Yeah, well, that's not work. I'm just riding around. Yes.
You got a great donation, a big donation. So you've blown past your original goal.
Okay.
And there's still time to donate, so we'll tweet that link out.
Please.
But I just want to make sure you're not going to be a world-class grump tomorrow morning, because I'm going to have to deal with you.
Well, you just backdoored me, and I'm unhappy. But I'm going to bid up, but I'm a team player. She's been trying to get me to go in the booth with Fransky and LA.
Yes.
And I have said no, because I don't want to interrupt their chemistry.
Right.
They are brilliant at what they do.
Right.
And then she got Fransky to confront me on the air, and I had to say yes. So that was you behind that, wasn't it, Cindy?
Well, it was, but I knew that you would not say no to the best play-by-play guy in all of the land.
Right, but here's the problem. Now you're going to get in trouble because I'm going to say something during the broadcast that the Phillies are going to hate. And then they're going to say, why did you do that?
No, well, Rod will be the one in trouble, not me. So that's the good part.
That's our boss, by the way. All right, so Cindy, but yes, tomorrow morning, and you will be there as well, right?
I will be waiting for you in the parking lot with the pedicab, to pick you right up, so there's no walking for you.
No walking.
And Delaney's going to be with you, right? She's
That's my ride. Granddaughter, little Delaney, yep. 3.5 Al, will be accompanying me.
Delaney.
And I got to tell you something right now. She's kind of a diva, so there could be problems.
Well, that's fine. She's going to play with Kylie and Jason Kelsey's two little girls, Wyatt and Elliot. And I know Gail's coming because, like, God forbid you go anywhere by yourself and figure stuff out.
I don't think she is. She's going down the
street. She's out of town.
She shuffled her schedule to be there.
Oh, my God.
You made her miss a day of this.
She doesn't really trust me to be alone at events anymore.
Well, with a child.
I am the crazy uncle. Yeah, the child. The child's what did it.
Yes, it is.
She said, I'm not letting that little girl with that jacket.
Can they put the dog in that thing too?
I asked.
No, the Bentley's way too big for that pedicab, trust me.
Bentley's 120 pounds.
What?
Yeah, he gave up.
Ange.
I'm cracking back. He's only eating celery now. Right, Cindy, yes, we will be there tomorrow. Be there before 8 if you would like to hang with us, because it's going to be kind of warm, and I might not stay too long.
Well, I know that. You're going to leave, and I'm going to hang with your grandkids, so that'll be good.
Right.
I'll see you in the morning.
Dress for warm weather, Cindy. Thank you. That's tomorrow morning. Hmm. It's the Autism Foundation, and it's a big event, and they're raising money for tremendous cause. And the Eagles are the story of the year right now in Philadelphia, so all the better. 215-592-9494. We come back out. Andrew Brandt, I just found out this morning, is a crackpot tweeter.
Oh, yeah,
yes,
tweets
he is.
A lot.
You know, like 10 or 15 times a day.
Yeah.
And he tweeted.
I don't know, the crackpot is the word.
Yeah. Well, he's. All right, that's not
incessant.
The right
word. Cracker Jack.
He's an intense. Yes. He's an intense. Anyway, he's coming back because he was tweeting stuff about Howie Roseman.
Yes.
And we'll get his thoughts on how he's off season. Yes. He used to run Green Bay.
He did.
Now he runs Villanova's law department. WIP Sports Time, 8:56.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.